Hey there, She's Mark podcast family. I've got something special for all the gatekeepers and nurturers out there who love filling their homes with faith and rest. I'd like to introduce you to the Marked Store, your go-to destination for soul-strengthening, Christ-centered gifts and goods for the godly woman, her home, and her littles. Listen, ladies, home is where the rest is. And my desire is to help you in creating homes that are set apart where the Spirit of God dwells and healing and equipping abide. So whether you're searching for the perfect touch to cozy up your spaces or a way to naturally incorporate rich scripture and faith to the flow of your everyday life, the Marked Store has you covered. And let's not forget our precious littles. The Marked Store has an adorable collection of infant onesies and bibs. Here is the best part. My listeners get an exclusive discount. Use the code MarkedHome15 at checkout for 15% off your purchase, and Marked is spelled M-R-K-D. So go ahead, head over to the Marked Store today at www.markedstore.com, that's M-R-K-D store, and start filling your life with faith, love, and rest. Are there areas of deliverance that you're desperate for? If so, tune in to this deep heart check in episode 48 entitled, Five Hindrances to Your Deliverance, and it starts now. Do you feel like you're sinking in disappointment and emotional pain? Do you want God's peace even in the midst of storms? Do you long to be a woman who walks in obedience and lives a life that is set apart? And lastly, are you ready to live a life that unapologetically reflects authentic holiness? Welcome to the She's Marked podcast. I'm your host, Hannah, a writer, speaker, and certified biblical counselor. I've gained wisdom and learned some pretty hard lessons through suffering and how it can be a powerful vehicle for transformation. We face a constant temptation to throw in the towel and cave to the turbulence and the pressures of suffering and pain. My heart is to help you shift your eyes from the crash and onto the cross and to recalibrate in your faith and holiness. Join me as we press toward unpacking the heavy luggage of our heart in pursuit of a life that is built on the practical foundation of God's truth. To be marked means to be set apart, distinguished, unmistakable, and evident. The marked woman may be struck down, but she is not destroyed. She rises and recognizes that there is purpose in pain and that she is a vessel poured out for God's use and perfected in His purpose. This woman is picking up her cross, knowing that the cost may involve suffering, but hidden within the tapestry of her suffering are woven threads of intimacy, trust, preparation, and maturity. You're listening to the She's Marked podcast. Healing happens here. Welcome back to the She's Marked podcast. As I mentioned in episode 47, The Deepening in the Dark, I talked briefly about the theme of deliverance that is central in the Bible. We see it woven all throughout scripture where God delivers His people from various types of captivity. A lot of times the examples that we read about deliverance in scripture refer to physical captivity that the people were in. But then as we move toward the New Testament, we begin to see Christ, the ultimate deliverer, setting people free from deliverance that is not so very visible. Deliverance in the mind, deliverance in the heart, deliverance from evil spirits and strongholds. And I think of one such example that we find in Mark chapter 9, where there is a man who is desperate for help from Jesus. And he shares with Jesus that his son is basically experiencing convulsions. There's this evil spirit that is afflicting his son. It's throwing him on the ground. He falls. He foams at the mouth. It's throwing him into water and fire, trying to kill him. And this man becomes so desperate. He comes to Jesus and he says, if you can do anything, take pity on us. In some versions of scripture, like the New Living Translation, it says, have mercy on us and help us if you can. Other versions still say, if you're able to do anything, have compassion on us and help us. And then what Jesus says next is striking. He says, if you can, everything is possible for one who believes. So he didn't just jump into giving that matter-of-fact statement that everything is possible to the one who has faith, the one who believes. But first he asked the question. He kind of reiterated what the man just said as if to cause the man to think about what he just said. If you can, Jesus knows that he can do this miracle. He knows that he can deliver this boy from this evil spirit. He knows that he can, but he asks the man kind of in a way to get him to think about the reality of what he just said. If you can. So then Jesus goes on to say, everything is possible for one who believes. And after that, the boy's father responds. He said, I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief. Some versions say, the Amplified Version says, I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief. So here we see a struggle between faith and doubt at the same time. And if you're anything like me, you have been in that place where overall, you know that God is able, but there is something in you that's being stemmed maybe from fear. Maybe you believe that the situation is too complicated. It's too complex. It's too difficult. It's too far and wide. And you, on one hand, believe that God can because you know that he can do all things. But then there's that part of you that may double guess. You may second guess. You may find yourself being double-minded, saying, can you really? If you can, Lord, can you take care of this? If you can you help me? If you can you work through this for me? Can you move on my behalf? And so this boy's father vulnerably asks the Lord to help him, and we can do that as well. Maybe there are some things that you are looking to be set free from in 2025. Maybe there are deeper levels of faith that you want to navigate to. Maybe you want to go further. Maybe you want to grow in your faith. You want to mature. You want to go deeper. You want clean hands and a pure heart before the Lord. You want to rededicate yourself again, but you have found that there are some struggles. There are some grips and some strongholds that you are wrestling with in your life. I want to encourage you that you can be real and vulnerable with the Lord. You can say, Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. Help me to overcome the areas that I am struggling to have faith that you are the one who can deliver me from this thing. As we quickly go back to the Old Testament and we see where God delivered his people, we also see another common theme. We see that after the people were delivered by their God, a time later, they found themselves back in captivity. They found themselves forgetting what God had done for them. They find themselves walking back into those dark places and doing the things that God had commanded them not to do if they wanted to continue to walk in his rest, to walk in his peace, and to walk in his deliverance and his provision and his protection. Some of those things that the people struggled with, some of those avenues that led the people back into bondage and captivity were 1, grumbling, 2, failing to fully drive out. And what I mean by that is there were instances where God told his children to go in and take captive the enemy, go in and destroy their spoils. Don't leave anything. Don't leave anyone standing or alive. And the people went in and maybe they did 90% of the job. Maybe they did 98% of the job, but they did not fully eradicate the enemy. And so that disobedience, which is another thing on the list, that disobedience is what led to God's wrath, which is ultimately what led them back into captivity. So the next thing on the list, disobedience, idols, and lastly, but not least, doubt. So those are the 5 things that if you are looking for deliverance this year, I want you to deeply introspect, as we've already asked a lot of questions a few episodes ago in episode 46, questions to set your 2025 in motion. Ask yourself, 1, are there areas of deliverance that I am desperate for? Are there strongholds in my life? Are there areas where I am constantly tripping up? There's something that is causing a wedge between the Lord and I. There's something that's presenting an obstacle from being holy, from being pure in heart and pure in mind. Ask yourself, are there areas that I'm grumbling in? The areas that really, really work my nerves, even though I may have a justification for grumbling? Am I continuously grumbling? Am I not in the habitual practice of being content in whatever situation I am? Am I constantly wanting more, desiring more? Is that leading to me being maybe jealous or covetous because I feel like God is making a way for others and he's not for me? Or I feel like my circumstance is so frustrating that that is what I am magnifying. I'm forgetting about the goodness of God. I'm forgetting about the faithfulness of God. I'm forgetting that God is the one who I can run to, who I can say, Lord, deliver me, and he will. What am I grumbling about? Failing to fully drive out. Maybe you have experienced realms of deliverance before, but have you turned back to some things? Maybe you have heard the word of the Lord say, stop doing that thing. Cut off that relationship. Cut off that person. Cut off that open door. Shut and seal it. Burn it. Don't go back to that thing. Get rid of it completely. And maybe you did get rid of it for a time completely and you went back, or maybe you got rid of it, but not completely. That's something to evaluate. The next thing, disobedience. There's so many ways that we can be disobedient to, one, what God has told us, two, what we know that we're supposed to do, and three, to God's commands. Are there areas of disobedience? Number four, idols. What are you loving more than the Lord? What are you looking to or relying on more than the Lord? What is getting your heart's affection, your heart's ponderings? What is consuming you? I've read in a couple different places that if you want to know what your idols are, try fasting from different things and see how you feel in those moments. Social media can certainly be an idol. Relationships can be an idol. Our careers can be an idol. Our image can be an idol. Comforts, false comforts, all sorts of things can become idols. And as I mentioned before, last but certainly not least, doubt, which is what we saw with this boy's father. He was struggling with some doubt, which caused him to say, if you can, Jesus, can you please help us? Can you please take pity on us? Can you please have compassion on us? When you're coming before the Lord, pleading with him to deliver you, you must have faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. And I think that this is something that we all have to continually evaluate in our lives, because our faith can become shaken because of what we see. Is there any area of doubt? You'll have to deal with that. And one beautiful way that you can deal with that is say, Lord Jesus, help my unbelief. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And if we ask him for help, he will help us. So I encourage you this year, if you are looking for deliverance, if there are areas that you need the Lord's help in, consider those areas, evaluate your heart deeply, and last but certainly not least, ask the Lord Jesus to help you, to deliver you, and to help you to believe. Until next time.